White, James. Boat Donahue, March 15, 1880. Dear husband, we, Elder S. N. Haskell, Sister Lucinda Hall, and myself, are just returning from Santa Rosa. We left Oakland Friday. Sister Hall and myself stopped off at White Station and walked up to Brother Chapman's. Brother and Sister Chapman had gone to Santa Rosa. We had a good evening visit with Mother Colby and the children. In the morning, we went on to Santa Rosa. Arrived there at 8:15. Elder Haskell was at the depot waiting for us. We had a large attendance. The house was well filled with those of our faith from Green Valley, Healdsburg, Petaluma, St. Helena, and Santa Rosa. I spoke in the forenoon with Freedom. Elder S. N. Haskell arose to speak in the afternoon and fainted in the desk after speaking about 10 minutes. I then arose and talked 1 hour more with much Freedom. We see there are valuable acquisitions made to the church through the labors of Elder Healy. The church had become divided over some difficulties and was in a bad state. I had no desire to know their trials, and did not, but spoke as the Lord gave me the word. And many thought I must have heard all the particulars of their troubles, so pointed and close were the testimonies born. We had a conference meeting, and many good confessions were born on the whole. The church was greatly helped. In the evening, Elder S. N. Haskell preached. Sister Lucinda Hall and I remained at home. At the close of the Sabbath, we had a prayer meeting at Brother Morrison's. I was especially drawn out in earnest prayer. I cried unto God in the fullness of my heart with many tears. I felt that I must have the holy unction, or I could do nothing. I was blessed. Sunday morning, Elder Haskell spoke. Sister Hall and I rested. In the afternoon, we had a missionary meeting. I took part in that. Elder Haskell gave much valuable information. In the evening, I spoke to a full house of outsiders. They listened with great attention. The matter was introduced of inviting laborers to this field. There was a hearty response to have all the help that could possibly be afforded them from the East, and they would sustain them by their prayers and means. The subject of purchasing another tent was introduced, and Brother S. N. Haskell and I spoke upon it. The pledge papers were circulated, and in 1/2 hour, 150 were pledged. The pledge papers will be circulated in other churches, and quite a little sum will be raised if Santa Rosa is a sample of what will be done. The people here in California will do all that they are able to do, and will be glad to receive any help that may be furnished them. I could not present the matter of you especially, for they have no other thought or feeling but to accept you or any help that may be sent them. I would not put it in a light as though these were not their true feelings. Your brethren and sisters inquire after you fondly and ask if you are coming to California. I tell them that will be determined in regard to how long I shall remain. They do not urge me to stay. They feel that it would make no difference if they did, that I would follow the teachings of the Spirit of God either in staying or going. We feel well satisfied with our effort in Santa Rosa. Brother Pratt had come from St. Helena to take us up with his team. Brother Spears accompanied him. But as Edson White was about to leave Oakland this week, we did not consider it best to go. We had been solicited by the Woman's Christian Temperance Union to lecture to them the evening of the 20th. Brother Chapman's people were very anxious I should do so, as the invitation had come spontaneously from them. This would hinder me from speaking in St. Helena, but all decided it would be best to favor the request in Petaluma, and that Elder S. N. Haskell go to St. Helena. We are now returning to Oakland to see Edson and Emma off. I have an appointment in Healdsburg Sunday evening. Then I shall see the place there and will write you about it. We met Elder Healy and family at Santa Rosa. He is looking very feeble. His lungs trouble him. He has been doing considerable work. He has some good souls as the fruit of his labors, but he gives no reports of his labors, for fear that he may seem to be giving reports that would exalt himself, and he knows not how they may hold out. So he says he feels the best to make no reports. In Santa Rosa, there is a music teacher who, Hurley is his name. His wife is a teacher of schools and teacher of music. A brother Granger has also united with the church. These families are of real worth to the church. A merchant's wife by the name of Cole is a very noble woman. Her home is east, near Lansing. She is desirous to change property with us at Healdsburg. There are quite a number I have seen who seem to be real excellent material, raised up through Elder Healy's labors. But unless he has some help, he will go down. We think he had better go to Los Angeles County. He may, by change of climate, improve. He has been holding meetings at Healdsburg, having an excellent interest. Some of the best people in Healdsburg are interested. He was unable to go on for pain in his lungs. He seems to think enough of my labors now. He pleads and begs me to give them some labor in Healdsburg. I could give them Sunday evening after speaking at Petaluma Saturday evening. Brother Pratt and Spears just begged me to come to St. Helena. If I could not stay over Sabbath, stay a night or two. I shall try to go. At Green Valley, everything seemed to be run out when Brother and Sister Babcock moved there. They used to live in Oakland. He and his wife commenced missionary work and have worked with real earnestness and interest, and as the result, have a flourishing Sabbath school and a nice little company to assemble at their meetings. He is now proposing building a little meeting house to accommodate those who wish to meet to worship God. These indications of good are very cheering. There is real, interested labor in many places in California, for which we feel thankful to God. We wish to appreciate every indication for good and be thankful for it, and not look and talk on the dark side and become discouraged in our work and discourage others. The Lord does not propose to do the work He has left for us to do. In doing His work, we shall be sustained if we will trust Him implicitly and without weakening our souls with our unbelief and our doubts. We think that there will be nothing in our way of having a camp meeting in Fresno County in the month of April, but in this part of California, it will be impossible. In the southern part of the state, everything of farmers' work is far advanced. In this part of the state, it will be impossible to get a full attendance in consequence of the crops. If I stay only 3 months, I cannot attend the most important camp meeting. My heart and lungs trouble me considerably, and if it were not for the eastern camp meetings, I would not cross the plains again this summer. I would take time to recreate. I would make some tarry in the mountains. As it is, we are putting in all the labor we can. Haskell, S.N., will go to one place and I to another, whenever we can do so to advantage. The people are hungering and starving for food. We must do the will of God and leave the result with Him. Yours in love, Ellen.